This is the University of Georgia Griffin News, brought to you over WKU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, The Rock 88.9 FM, and stream live on WKUradio.com. This program is to update our listeners on the many and exciting things at the University of Georgia Griffin with Dr. Lou Honeycutt and his guests. The program is made possible by Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms and Murray and Company Realtors. And now today's program with Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
And a pleasant good morning, Griffin and Spalding County and the WKU listening area. Dr. Lou Honeycutt is on permanent vacation from the University of Georgia Griffin campus. He has moved on to a college up in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, so I'll have to recut that opening. I'm Tony Brasky, WKU AMF and FM Sports Director, faking it this morning on the University of Georgia Griffin campus news. And today we have a special program for you. We have guests that are rarely in studio. Well, Jessica has been in quite a lot when she was a student on the University of Georgia Griffin campus. But today joining us is Beth Horn, who is the event coordinator at the Center of Urban Agriculture and the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences on the University of Georgia Griffin campus. Jessica Mills, executive director of the Griffin Spalding United Way. And it says here, as I have already mentioned, a UGA Griffin campus graduate. And Andrea Griffin, somebody I have known for quite a long time, president of the Griffin Spalding United Way. So executive director, president, do we kind of fight over job title, ladies?
Definitely not. She gets to have the big job, I tell you.
Well, we want to welcome you all and thank you for joining us this morning on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. Jessica, we'll start with you. You don't have to be as detailed as Dr. Honeycutt would like back when he was doing the program, but just let the listeners know a little bit about yourself, please.
Oh, I was about to say, I already miss him. You know, I miss having him here. But
Me too.
Yeah. Wasn't there used to be like a theme intro he had?
We did the Darth Vader music at the announcements. But that has come to a resounding crash.
But anyways, once again, yes, I'm Jessica Mills. I recently graduated from UGA, and I was on the Griffin campus, and I graduated December 2018. I can't believe it's coming on a year since I've graduated. Time is truly flown by. But anyways, I became the executive director for the United Way that covers Spalding County on April 1st. And so this makes it about 7 months in that we've been going, and we've about finished up our campaign. So it's been a crazy ride.
And now, Andrea, I know you were our account representative in a sort of way with your other job at First National Bank. But tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I am the marketing director at First National Bank, and that job affords me the luxury, if you will, of really giving back to this community.
Which is a very community-oriented bank.
It is, absolutely. And it has given me the opportunity to work with United Way for almost 5 years now. And this year, I've had the pleasure of hiring Jessica to be our executive director while I've been the president.
And your son, Ben.
Yes.
Pals around with my nephew.
Okay.
Dalton Rogers.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, Jill,
connection.
His mom, is my niece.
Okay, yes.
And now we're going to turn to Beth Horn, somebody else I've known for quite a few years. Beth, tell us about what you do as event coordinator for the College and Center of Urban Agriculture.
Good morning. As an event coordinator for the Center for Urban Ag, I help plan events and meetings and trainings and workshops for Northwest District Extension, as well as I have ventured out statewide extension. And then I also work with the horticulture and entomology departments doing trainings and workshops, planning state, local, and national meetings.
You, Andrea and Beth, are graduates of Griffin High School. And tell us a little bit more about yourself, Beth.
About myself? I am from Griffin. I graduated in 1984 from Griffin High.
I ain't using years now.
It's just a number. But I also went to Georgia Southern. I was there when Georgia Southern was college. And before they got the university status, married, got a daughter who is a certified firefighter and is going to EMT school, and been with UGA Griffin since 2007.
Well, let's get to first things first. The theme of today's program is going to be the United Way, and a special event that the University of Georgia Griffin campus will be conducting on November the 16th. It's going to be a 5K fun run, which actually we're going to call it the Dog Dash, and this will be the inaugural. And I might could do the 1K fun run part. you know, the 1 mile or however long it is, if you let me use my car for half of it. But let's start with the very basics for people who might not know, and this is more directed to Jessica and to Andrea. What exactly is the United Way, and what is its mission?
Well, I was about to say, we hear United Way a lot. You know, it's a worldwide company and organization. So basically, United Way raises profits and they give them to the local community. And each United Way is kind of its own individual thing. So there's one in Atlanta that covers 7 counties. There's multiple in Georgia. So we cover Spalding County and raise funds for the Spalding County local non-for-profits. So it is a great, great organization, and I'm learning so much about it.
Now, how do needy organizations or organizations, do they have to be 501c3 to draw donations and get help from the United Way, or what sorts of organizations come to you looking for assistance?
Well, right now we have 18 non-for-profits that we support here in Spalding County, and it ranges from Special Olympics to the Salvation Army to Promise Place to Midway Recovery. So they cover a wide range of services to the individuals in Spalding County. So it's everything from helping with special needs to basic needs to supporting and strengthening individuals. So we do help a wide range. Once again, the mission of United Way is to help the health, education, and financial stability of everyone in every community.
Well, as we talked about, Andrea, you work for First National Bank, and one of the things that being a very community-oriented bank, people that and your employees, your peer group at work, you're all involved in a wide variety of charitable and community-related organizations. How did you get involved with United Way?
Well, that's a really funny story. I had been at work maybe 30 days, and I come in one day, and there's all this United Way information on my desk, and I thought it was a mistake. So I ran down to talk to my boss, and I said, hey, there's all this United Way information on my desk. And he goes, yeah, this year, you're going to be on their allocations committee, and we'll talk about what that means in just a minute. And he said, and I'd really like you to, you know, pursue being on the board, and then you'll do our fundraising campaign for the bank this year. I'm like, okay, great. And I have run with it ever since. And I've had the opportunity in the 4.5 years I've been with United Way. I was the allocations chair 1 year. I was the campaign chair for 2 years. And then the vice president and now the president.
Now, I will assume that allocation chair means that it is basically upon your shoulders to decide how to divvy up the money that gets donated. And with 18 charitable organizations and people that try to help within the community to have to divide it amongst, it must be a pretty daunting task.
It is, and I'm very blessed, and everyone that's done allocations in the past has always sought assistance from other individuals in the community. There are many individuals that step up to help with this process, which begins first with these organizations who would like a contribution applying to do so. And so once they apply and we approve that we would like to raise funds this year for them, then we start the process of interviewing each of these particular organizations and then determining how much money we can give them for the upcoming year. And, of course, all that depends on the donations that we raise in our campaign.
Well, for both you ladies, I think this would be, for me, very difficult. I don't know that I could sell water in the devil's house. So reaching out for funding has got to be tough. I mean, do organizations come to you? Do you go to them? Is it a mix?
It is a mix. So we do have, and we'll probably talk about this a little bit later more in depth, Paysetters. So basically, They're companies that always work with us, and they do employee campaigns, they do fundraisers, as UGA Griffin will be doing one, and they really just put their heart and soul into raising funds, and they do an amazing job each year.
Is there a stated goal for each year? And Andrea, since you've been with it a little bit longer, have you been consistently able to reach that goal on an annual basis?
Well, the president usually determines the goal, and I'm one of those that want to just, you know, reach for the moon and the stars and let's go for it. So this year our goal is $500,000, and we're at $300,000 already.
Tony Braskin, where do we sign up? Wow. I mean, I knew, there used to be a little billboard that they would keep on the corner.
We talked about that.
Hill
yeah.
and Taylor. And I would like to see that come back. Okay. It was almost like a sandwich board, and it would have the goal. And every time you would take another rung off of that towards that goal, you would kind of color it off and let the community know, you know, the how far, what kind of progress you were making, which is, you know, really neat. But other than the, is all the money maintained here in Griffin and Spalding County?
Yes, everything raised is raised from Spalding County for Spalding County. So once again, we make sure all the non-for-profits that we allocate the money to each year are providing services to Spalding County. And I believe it's almost 30,000 people in Spalding County were helped through the non-for-profits last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you find the donors? I mean, we're talking half a million here as a goal, and you've got 300,000, you know, pretty much in hand.
Yes.
So you're 60% of the way there. Where do you find the donors? Is this largely businesses, is civic organizations, private citizens?
I was about to say, most of the time it is businesses, and then once again, we do accept donations from individuals. We do employee campaigns and everything, because we want to give everyone the opportunity to give, because once again, it is a great cause we're doing, and we're helping 18 non-for-profits, and for some, we are a majority of their budget and how they run, so it is a vital part of the community.
And one of the great things about United Way and us raising money and the businesses supporting one organization to help these other 18 organizations is that it really takes the pressure off of these agencies to really focus on the needs of the people who are seeking assistance rather than having to spend a whole year fundraising. So it really helps them.
When it comes to the allocations, let's just say you reach your goal of $500,000. Do these organizations that come to you seeking assistance, do they say we could use X amount of dollars and then you try to fill that as best you can, or do you just take the entire pie and then slice it up as you deem necessary?
Some organizations need more than others and some request more than others. So what we try to do first is meet the exact need that they're asking. If we have extra money, which we hope to this year, we will give them more than they've asked for. So that is always our goal. And one of the things that Jessica didn't share, we're very proud to be able to say as an organization, 100% of the funds raised goes back in the community. We actually have a grant that pays any office or admin expenses. So 100% of the donations go back into the community.
So you guys aren't, I mean, you know, this, I know you're doing it a lot of the goodness of your collective hearts. I mean, I get that.
Yes.
But you do get at least some compensation for, like, office supplies and things like that. I mean, you're not having to go to your own expense for this.
That is correct. So she, you know, we have to run and maintain an office, computers and rent every month. But so we have those expenses, but someone gave us a grant to cover that so that we don't have to use our fundraising money.
About your offices, where are they located?
We are actually in the City of Griffin building
up
on the fifth floor. So I was about to say, sometimes I'm out on errands, you know, you got to raise that money by going out there. Unfortunately, it all can't come to you. So I'm not always in the office, but I was about to say, if you ever want to make sure I'm there, give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll be there.
Well, at the request of our guest today, we're going to space out our timeouts just a little bit different here today. So we're going to take our first break on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. We'll be back with Beth Horn, Jessica Mills, and Andrea Griffin as we talk about some fundraising events and one special event that the University of Georgia Griffin Campus will be a part of upcoming next weekend. The program will continue after this. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms, We Build Forest, and Murray Company Realty, proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus, and proud to bring you this installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News over WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and 88.9 FM, The Rock, Georgia Public Radio at its finest. The Harris's involvement with the students of today ensure for our community a brighter tomorrow. And we're back here on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. We are joined today by the event coordinator at the Center of Urban Agriculture and the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. Those are big words for me. On the University of Georgia Griffin Campus, Beth Johnston Horn. Jessica Mills is with us. She is the executive director of the Griffin Spaulding United Way and a very recent, almost one-year graduate of University of Georgia Griffin. And we're joined by Andrea Griffin, president of the Griffin Spaulding United Way. And we're going to talk about the fundraising activities that goes on within that organization and how the University of Georgia Griffin campus has taken major strides in trying to help. And I did not realize that some of the sales and the activities that the UGA Griffin campus had conducted in the past were tied in to the United Way. I know around the holiday season, you guys do, Beth, a Boston butt sale, mm-hmm. basically. And mm-hmm. we're talking about the beef product and not actual butts, just so that we are clear. But I had no idea that went to the benefit of the United Way.
Yes, sir. We used to, several times throughout the year, we would do barbecues, hot dog sales, and that would be our way to raise money for the United Way. And a big tradition has always been to do that, and a pork loin, I think, mm-hmm. around the holidays for people who are interested. And we've always had a good turnout with that.
Yeah, you have, and it was great last year.
They're delicious.
Off the hook. It was really, really good. So, but who does the cooking? I mean, is it the people on the campus? I didn't ask. I just kind of dug in right there in front of them.
Yes, we have, we call it the cooking team. And it, if I say their names, I'll forget somebody, but it's about six or seven guys from campus, Jim Quick, Ken Manley, Steve Sutton, Chris Bull, Joe Hortz, who's a retiree. I'm trying to think. I know I've forgotten somebody, so I apologize.
I've known Joe for many, many years.
But they're the ones who would come in overnight, cook them all day, and have them ready to go for people to drive by and pick them up. And it always makes the campus smell so good when they're outside cooking.
Now, Jim doesn't bring his bees, does he?
No. They stay far away.
Well, before we went to the commercial break, Jessica brought up a topic that we want to get into, and that's pace setters. Mm-hmm. Tell us exactly what that is and what their role is within United Way.
So, I was about to say, what they do is basically, in the name, as pace setters, they set the pace for the community. Their goal is to kind of kick off the fundraising and kind of give us a head start in that, you know, thermometer buildup of reaching our goal. And so usually they kick off a little bit earlier. They'll kick off in August, and they'll have the campaign done and within a couple weeks, depending on, except if they have any, like, fundraisers like the Boston Butts or the 5K. And anyways, right now we have 9 pace setters in our local community, and it is, once again, UGA, Griffin Campus. We have First National, who's an amazing organization, United Bank, City of Griffin, Spaulding County, Caterpillar, Perkins, and Bandag, if I'm remembering everyone correctly.
You've got major players within our industrial community.
Yeah, yes. They are some amazing companies, and they put together a fantastic kickoff every year. You know, it's everything from, you know, they do t-shirts, they'll do, like, fundraisers, they do, like, Ninja War courses, they do some crazy stuff to raise funds, and United Way appreciates it every year because they do a stellar job.
Well, what is the University of Georgia doing this year, especially the upcoming event, to try to help United Way?
Well, this year we are having the Dog Dash. It's a 5K. We're doing a fun run walk that's going to be a mile, and it's all going to be located on the Griffin campus, and it's our way of raising money for United Way and to get people on the campus that don't usually come to the campus.
How much is it to participate?
Yes,
it's $20 between now and November 13th, and then after the 13th it's $25 up until the day of the race.
And is the t-shirt deadline already come and gone?
We've ordered extra, okay. So we should have extra t-shirts for people who register late.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's so many Georgia fans football-wise in this community that, you know, that's going to be one of the draws. Mm. But, what spurred the idea of a 5K fun run? I mean, of all the things you could have chosen, why did you lean in that direction?
This was something that I had many years ago when I was on the campus, when I first started. I thought, oh, how cool this would be to do a run on the campus just to introduce people to the campus, because growing up, I didn't go on the station property, which is what it was called at
the
time.
As Dr. Lou used to say, it seemed like that was forbidden.
Like a prison, because we had the fence and people would call it the, you know.
It was like Area 51.
Nobody knew what we did there. So, and I thought, you know, how cool is this for people to know what we have here on campus? And now with the addition of Dundee Cafe, the Student Learning Center, you know, it was a way to get people onto the campus, even if they're just running by. It's a way to spark interest in the on our campus. And so,
well, you got that beautiful new food pick building. You got the turf grass building that people, most people have not seen except in passing.
And that's come join us for the dog dash, because you're going to be running right past them.
That's correct. So I hope that the community will come out and participate. And, you know, 5Ks, seems like everybody's doing it these days. And nobody's participation numbers seem to suffer.
Right. There, because this community loves to come out and not only support local causes, this is a running, walking community.
It really is. I mean,
it's right before the holidays. You gotta get that run in.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. You know, a lot of people let Thanksgiving come and go, and then they start exercising after they've put on those Thanksgiving pounds. Let's take those Thanksgiving pounds off and then feel comfortable putting them back on over the course of the holiday. So I think the timing is pretty good. But what is your expectation or your fondest hope for this inaugural dog dash?
I had a mild panic attack. I'm going to admit it on Monday, because I started looking at the registrations as they were coming in. My goal, just in all honesty, was to get 20 people. If we had 20 people, I would have been ecstatic, because it was it's a new thing. And there's this month alone, there's a 5K run every weekend.
There has been. I mean, the library's done one.
The City of Griffin Veterans is this weekend.
Yes, you had Rehoboth Road do one, middle school do one at Halloween.
And then there's one Thanksgiving Day. There's a half marathon.
Yeah, the half marathon.
There's no excuses to be, you know,
out of shape.
Losing that weight.
And so we have an events team for the campus. And so we were just sitting around trying to think of something we could do, something that would, you know, be beneficial. And I said, guys, this is something I've always thought about doing. And they were like, let's do it.
Okay, so you've kind of given us a harbinger of things to come in a certain sense when you said you were hoping for 20.
Uh-huh.
I am assuming in the tone that you use that you have exceeded that.
We are about to hit triple digits of participants. We are almost at 100 participants.
Now, let me ask the ladies from the United Way, and I don't want you to puff Beth up, but I don't want you to disappoint her at the same time. But when somebody comes to you with an idea for an event like this, do you privately or even, you know, within the organization, put any expectations like maybe we'll get $500 out of this, maybe we'll get $1,000, or are you just grateful for any support that you might get thrown your way?
I was about to say, we're grateful for everything, because we know the time and the commitment it takes and the extra work it takes on top of your normal job to get this done. So anytime anybody's willing to put an event together, it's, you know, whatever you can do, because we know you guys do your best. And so I'm excited. I'll be out there walking, probably.
I'm going to walk. But I'm going to walk all 3 miles.
Maybe I can find one of those golf carts sitting around somewhere.
You should come out and just ride around. Well, Tony, come have fun.
Tony hasn't told you, but he is like our race MC for the day.
Oh,
he will
I
be
see.
Out there.
He's
he
going
will
to be
out there.
What I was asked to do is I was very honored that they would ask me. And then I said, Beth, you know, why me? I mean, come on. Of all the people that you could pick. And she said, well, we wanted a radio celebrity. And the question still stands. Why me? But yes, when I found out that it was a UGA event and the United Way was going to benefit, then I was more than happy, and I was really proud to be a part of it. So yeah, I hope that you will all come out and join us on the 16th. And, you know, and I'll have to admit, I will try the walking part. I don't like to run, because honestly, it makes me tired. But Beth, events like this simply do not happen in a vacuum.
No.
Who has helped in coordinating all of this on the University of Georgia's side of the house?
We have an events team. Campus is made up with other employees on the campus, and we have all done it together. It's been a collective effort where I've talked to Donna Glass. I don't know if you're familiar with Donna Glass. She's the one who did the hero run in September, I think it was. She gave me her expertise, gave us advice with how she did that race. And so we've kind of just flown with it. And So, you know, I want this to be something that the community's proud of, that United Way's proud of, and also that UGA Griffin is proud of, this event. Hopefully it'll be something that we'll start doing every year. Some of the people on the campus, some of the my fellow events team people are already talking about next year it's going to be a 10K. You know,
and so
I mean, they've got
clapping as everybody runs by.
They've got high expectations, and so, but next year we want not only to run on the this year we're running on the campus, the actual campus, but next year my goal is to have us. There's a tunnel that goes from the campus over to the garden, and my goal is to get it so we can the path will take us to the garden and back through the tunnel.
See, it would be really nice because it's such a lovely setting at the Research and Education Garden, which is at 129 West Ellis Road. I pay attention when I read your thing. But it is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if you had never just taken a time out in your day, just go eat lunch there one time. Now, maybe not today where it's a little bit, the weather's not going to be too terribly bad. Maybe not tomorrow when it's supposed to be 55 degrees for a high temperature. But when it's spring-like, fall-like, Liz, it is absolutely gorgeous out there. And for your Christmas pictures, your Thanksgiving family pictures, when it comes prom time, graduation time, you guys go way above and beyond and opening the gates on weekends during prom and graduation to allow families to take pictures out there. And it's a really lovely setting. And I think it would be a terrific idea if you could incorporate that somehow. I don't think that the 10K is such a lovely idea. I will be golf carting that one if I were to somehow get asked back. But we do hope that you'll join us. We're going to take a quick time out here on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. We'll be back with more about the Dog Dash 5K and more from the United Way, the morning program on WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and 88.9 FM. The Rock is going to continue after this. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms, We Build Forest, and Murray Company Realty, proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus, and proud to bring you this installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News over WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and 88.9 FM, The Rock, Georgia Public Radio at its finest. The Harris's involvement with the students of today ensure for our community a brighter tomorrow. We're back here on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. We thank you for joining us today across our listening area, which ranges from Columbus all the way to just south of Atlanta. And you're more than welcome to participate in the upcoming inaugural Dog Dash 5K and 1 mile fun run that's coming up next Saturday, November the 16th. We're going to start bright and early at 9 a.m. Now, Beth, let me ask you this about the event itself, weather considerations. This is going to be a rain or shine?
Rain or shine. As long as there's no thunder, no lightning, we're still running.
Okay, now one thing about 5K fun runs that I have noticed of late, and I got caught in the traffic of one a couple of weeks ago. How many little people are being pushed in strollers, they will they be allowed to participate?
Yes.
It's a freebie. I mean, if the parents sign up, mm-hmm. and they can, you know, bring their child, and you know, mm-hmm. it's a great way to get exercise. And look, I think the kids would be fascinated seeing somewhere new. I'd venture to guess that many of the people who would participate in the fun run haven't really explored the Griffin campus.
I would venture to say you are correct in that. Yes, we welcome strollers. It's going to be on a road. It's on a paved road.
It's beautifully paved.
Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, strollers are welcome. The only thing right now, just don't bring animals. We're not prepared for having animals on campus yet. Some people like to bring their dogs and all, but
just no pets.
No pets this time. And then also the Dundee Cafe is planning to be open for lunch and breakfast.
And if you have not had their tremendous assortment of gourmet coffees,
mm-hmm.
and I am not really a coffee big into it, but Marcy Bradbury said, look, try this. Try this. Oh, yeah. She's starting to get a little bit of a convert.
Yes. She's agreed to have mini muffins ready for us that day. And then she said she wants to try opening one Saturday a month just to see how it works. And so this is going to be her first Saturday to be open. So she's going to be there for lunch and breakfast.
Wow. Well, now, how did this... With the United Way, where did the involvement, where did the collaboration come in? Did you call them? Did they call you? I mean, is this just something that UGA is routinely a part of mm-hmm. the fundraising efforts of the United Way? But, you know, when did this originate, and how has it advanced to this point?
I work with Beatrice Cunningham, who's in the campus director's office, and she brought it to me. I believe she's on the Pace Setters.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's basically the workplace ambassador, which is the person I'll reach out to from the Pace Setter companies, kind of get that campaign rolling.
How many Pace Setters are there?
There are 9. So we've got 9. And once again, we're always looking for new ones and to broaden that group and everything.
So, I mean, and this started back in summer, fall?
This started, actually, this was like last minute. We were hoping to have our event before the Jack-O-Lantern Jog, which was in October. Mm-hmm. We were wanting to do it. We just got a lot of hang-ups, had to get a lot of approvals in place, and so then we just decided, well, let's go for it. We're going to do it in November. We'll get it done. So next year, we hope to have it earlier in the year, maybe September. We're not sure yet. But Beatrice came to me, and she said, since we're talking about doing this, what about using this as a way to raise money for United Way? And I said, it's perfect. And so that's how it all came to be on my end.
And then when they came to you guys, do you guys, from the United Way, Andrea and Jessica, do you have to, is there anything that you have to do on your end to help, or when a company comes to you with a fundraising idea, you're just like, sure, go ahead, and we'll send people out there and we'll publicize it as best we can?
That's really how it works. Every company is unique that is a Pace Setter, although you don't have to be a Pace Setter to raise money, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but... they come to us, they have ideas. I mean, there's golf tournaments, there's employee vendor fairs where they raise money and donate profits. Some do, you know, fun things like a bake sale or do things inside their own organization that doesn't reach out to the community. So I know Jessica and I would say that, you know, anything they're willing to do to support United Way, we support them doing it.
Well, you wanted to get into something else. Now is as good a time as any.
Okay, great. You've heard us talk this morning a lot about our Pace Setter groups. And honestly, we would not be where we are in the campaign right now, which is over halfway to the goal this year of 500,000, without our Pace Setter companies. And so I really want to just say a big thank you to each of you this morning. But we also have something called our Small Business Circle. So any business in Griffin can make a donation to United Way. You're able to write it off as a write-off for your company, and then you would become part of our Small Business Circle and receive a medallion that hangs on your window to say that you've made a donation this year. It is our 75th year as an organization in Spalding County, and so we've been asking businesses, would you at least give $75 this year? So we've been reaching out to companies, and if you can hear my voice and you want to reach out, please call Jessica or myself, and we'd love to come meet with you and share and show you the results of the income that we're raising and what it's doing for this community.
And, you know, what you do within the community with the wide variety, now, you know, of charitable organizations and people that reach out for community outreach, you know, at what time of the year are people allowed to reach out to United Way? I mean, is there a set window, or is this something where people are asking you for donations basically year-round?
I was about to say, you can give a donation pretty much any time of the year you want. We go out into the community between August and Thanksgiving. We know there's a lot of great organizations and not-for-profits out there, and we know we want to get in there, see if you want the donation, and then we'll get out your hair, because we know, you know, life is busy and everyone always needs something. So we kind of make that time of the year our time we go out into the community. As being like receiving a donation from United Way, or being one of our, we call them agencies, but basically not-for-profits we work with, we have an application. Once again, it goes out in the beginning of the year, and then they apply during that time. And if you ever want questions about that, you can reach out to me, and our information is on our website.
And the website that can be found at?
It is gscunitedway.org.
But if you were to Google, as a matter of fact, why don't we just find that out together?
I was about to say, if you put in Griffin United Way, you'll find yourself there.
That is exactly what we are doing as we speak, just so we can, you know, it is the first two things that come up, and it does say that your offices are at 100 South Hill Street, which is One Griffin Center.
Yep.
And they have image results, and you know, what other kinds of fundraisers does the United Way get involved with? I mean, we're doing an inaugural 5K and a 1 mile fund run. What are some of the more unique fundraising opportunities you've been a part of in your almost a year with the Griffin Spalding United Way?
I was about to say almost a year. I was about to say Caterpillar does do a golf tournament. We actually had that. They had that in I think it was last month or so.
Did you participate?
I'm not a great golfer, so I was there to support. I was able to, you know, if you need me to move something or stand somewhere or do something, I was there helping. I helped
take
pictures. Well,
that's my concern with being a part of the, you know, I don't want to embarrass myself being last in the 5K.
I was about to say, there were a great many people there, and they were ranging from, you know, experts to just there to have fun. So it was a really welcoming atmosphere, and we had a lot of time. It was like that first cold day, I think, in October, so it was a little cold.
You know, you've been with them for many years. What are some of the more interesting fundraising events that you've been a part of?
Well, I'll share one that First National does that all of the employees can really get excited about. If you donate a certain amount to United Way over the course of the year, you don't have to write a check day one. First National will take it out of your pay and give it to United Way over the course of a year. You get your name in the hat for up to a week off with pay. So they pick. So one employee gets a week off.
Well,
like two get 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, and more people as they get down to the 1 days. And our president and board is behind it, and they get time off with pay and for their donation to United Way.
I have to ask, are you eligible?
I am not,
I would be screaming
fix. You know what? And anytime, and we have other fundraisers that we do during the fundraising time. And I really, if it happens to be something that I really, really want to participate in, besides just donating money, I actually have our human resource person draw the winner. So I can say, okay, human resource picked me, you know, but most of the time I just make a donation and enjoy everybody else winning.
So again, that's really great on the behalf of First National Bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look, a week off with pay is not cheap.
That's
right. And then when you start going 4-3 and you're like multiple people, you know, these dollars really do start to add up.
Yes.
And I mean, this is something, you know, unfortunately, the United Way doesn't benefit from directly in terms of that part of it. But the fact that people are donating on a weekly basis straight out of their check, which is easy to do, you probably, when you do it in that fashion, you probably don't miss it.
Right. It's less than a cup of coffee a day. And a lot of us go and have, you know, our fix of coffee somewhere on the way to work, or biscuit, you know. I don't know, I could go down the list. But anyway.
But, you know, so, you know, in terms of funds raised in the past, in your 5 years, do you have an estimate of how much money you've been able to raise with the United Way over that time, or is that just something you don't really bother to keep track of?
Well, I will say we've consistently hit the 300,000 mark.
So we're looking at least $1.5 million.
Yes, in the last 5 years. And that's why we've upped the goal, because we've consistently hit this one number. With it being our 75th year, I feel like the community's really rallying around that. And there's lots of ways to get involved. If you want to just make a donation, that's great. If you want to get your business involved, we can come and talk to your business about making a business donation. Or even if you want to get all the employees involved, involved. We can actually do an employee campaign at your location. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
Well, Jessica, how does one transition from a student on the University of Georgia campus 12 months ago to the executive directorship of the United Way?
I don't know if there's a concrete formula. It just kind of, once again, life happens. And I actually had been an intern at First National with Andrea in 2017, I believe. And so when I graduated, of course, I asked her to be one of my references and everything along that. So she knew I was looking at a job at that point. And so pretty much during that time period, I had applied to multiple jobs and everything. And she was president of the United Way, and she was looking for a director. And so she was saying, here's an opportunity to apply. And so we looked it over, and I applied, and the board looked over it, and they said it was a good thing. And here I am.
Well, I look, you know, you impressed me a lot when you were a student. And, you know, I know that staff and Crystal McDowell, Beatrice Cunningham, you know, cried when you left. So, you know, you knew that you were bound for success. But, you know, I do think it's an ideal fit for a very young person who, that young go-getter mentality to be in a role like this. So, they've certainly made a fine choice. Andrea, you know, when you found out she was looking, did it just seem like to you the natural fit?
You know, it was really great for me that I had worked directly with her, because her internship was in the marketing department, which is where I work at the bank. So I already knew her work ethic. I knew her commitment to a job. You know, she was able to combine work and school for her internship. And I just saw her level of dedication as an employee. And I knew that if we were going to hit the goals we were trying to set for this year, it was going to take a real go-getter. So we're very blessed to have her as our executive director.
Well, Beth, you know, when you put on an event like this, whether you want to or you don't want to, you are thrust into the role of a go-getter as well.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
she's a go-getter.
Just behind the scenes, how many man hours would you estimate that you've put into the dog dash already, with it still being a little over than a week out?
I hadn't even thought about it. I mean, it's you try not to let it be all-consuming. You'd still try to still do your work. So, I mean, it's you just have to manage your time. But I could not begin to tell you. It's a lot of hours. We've all worked hard, and it's going to be increasingly so toward the 16th.
Now, you know, we haven't even talked about this, and this is the host's fault. How does one get involved if one wants to participate right this minute? I know you can call the campus, 770-412-4400. Mm-hmm. You can visit the website. I'm sure there is something there. Mm-hmm. It's griffin.uga.edu. But, you know, is there a more direct way?
Yes, we do have a link. You can go online. It's dog, dawg-dash, 2019.eventbrite.com. So they can register online.
And right now the registration fee is $20?
It's $20 through November 13th. And then from
the weekend, it goes
up to $25, and you still can register the morning of the race.
And it will still be $25 for the day of the race.
It will still be $25, and we're trying to guarantee everybody one of our inaugural T-shirts. That was one of the goals of the event committee. If we're going to do this, we got to have a nice T-shirt for everybody, since it's the very first one, and so we hope people will like it.
Well, I'm just going to kick this idea out there, and I like the fact that it's 9 o'clock in the morning, because I am a voracious college football fan, so this will not interfere. But next time that y'all do this, maybe have like a campus cookout thing for after the fact with University of Georgia football.
Well, like a tailgate party.
Basically, yes.
Yes, that was one of the things that's been discussed as well, is to have a tailgate party to keep having. And we've tried it in the past, and maybe it's something we can do for next year, is have the game broadcasted.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way I would go with it. And this particular date of the Dog Dash will be Georgia's biggest game of the regular season when they play Auburn.
Right, and that was the thing when we looked at it. Scheduling it on this date was because, okay, it's going to be at Auburn, and we were like, okay, it's usually a 3:30 or 6 o'clock or a 7 o'clock game, so we thought, well, we get done by 11, you should be done by running, you should be able to go home, get ready to go. If you're traveling to Auburn, you should have plenty of time to get there for the 3:30 kickoff.
I'm impressed that you knew that. It is a 3:30 kick. It will be the CBS national game. My pal Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson will be there calling the broadcast. And you can also come out and join the Dog Dash and really put yourself in the football spirit.
Yes.
I mean, you think these football players run a lot. Try running that 3K at 9 o'clock in the morning.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday, yes, no less. But we're going to take this final time out here on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. When we come back, we'll go over a list of upcoming activities and events that are upcoming at 1109 Experiment Street. The morning program of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News will continue after this. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms, We Build Forest, and Murray Company Realty, proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus, and proud to bring you this installment of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News over WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and 88.9 FM, The Rock, Georgia Public Radio at its finest. The Harris' involvement with the students of today ensure for our community a brighter tomorrow. In a list of announcements and upcoming activities on the University of Georgia Griffin campus, a public town hall meeting will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the campus in room 104 of the Student Learning Center. University of Georgia Provost Jack Hu will be there along with UGA Vice Provost Dr. Marissa Pagnataro and the Dean for the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dr. Sam Perdue. The town hall meeting today is open to faculty, staff, students, and the public, giving you an opportunity to hear firsthand the aspirations of the campus community. As we have talked about all morning long with Jessica, Andrea, and Beth, UGA Griffin Campus, along with Griffin Spaulding United Way, will be hosting the first ever Dog Dash 5K and 1 Mile Fun Run. That's upcoming next Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. on the Griffin Campus. For more information and registration, visit griffin.uga.edu. On December 3rd, the campus will be hosting its first ever Future Griff Dogs Night. If you're a high school student or recent graduate, like Jessica, it's a great opportunity for you to learn about the degrees offered on the UGA Griffin campus and for you to learn how this school can help you create your pathway to becoming a student. The event is free, however, registration is required, 770-412-4400. And the University of Georgia's Young Scholars Program offers high school students who have completed their sophomore year and are age 16 by June the 1st of 2020 the opportunity for a paid summer internship on the Griffin campus. This program pairs students with world-renowned researchers for 6 weeks in the summer on the Athens, Griffin, and Tifton campuses. You apply locally. They're not going to make you go to Athens or Tifton, I assure you. You're going to get a chance for hands-on learning in the field in which you are placed. Applications will be accepted through January 31st. The link is entirely too long to try to read here online on the air, so give them a call at the campus. That's your surest course, 770-412-4400. Campus tours are scheduled throughout the year. Prospective students and their families are invited to learn more about what the campus has to offer, and that this is going to be encompassed in future Griff Dog Night as well. But you can actually do this privately with a campus tour anytime you want. They are glad to schedule them for you. Just go to the website griffin.uga.edu/campus visit. And the campus store, which is located on the first floor of the Flint Building at 1109 Experiment Street, has officially licensed University of Georgia apparel, souvenirs, and gifts. No time like now to start on your holiday shopping for the Bulldog fan on your list. The campus store hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., so go out and see them and pick up the newest and hottest UGA apparel. Now we're going to get back into the program. We're joined this morning by Beth Horn, the event coordinator at the Center for Urban Agriculture and the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Andrea Griffin, the president of Griffin Spaulding United Way, and Jessica Mills, the new executive director for Griffin Spaulding United Way, and a UGA Griffin campus graduate. So ladies, what else do we need to know about United Way, about the Dog Dash, about anything that you want to talk about? We have 8 minutes of open air.
Wow. Well, I think it's important for everyone to know that you make a difference in this community, and every dollar counts. And since we're not at our goal yet, we would love it if you would consider making a donation this year to United Way in honor of our 75th year in this community.
How does your fiscal year run? Is it January?
It is a calendar year, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And all the funds we're raising now, which Jessica shared with you, we start in August and end before Thanksgiving as far as the heavy-duty fundraising. We'll accept donations anytime, of course, is for 2020. So we're about to make our recommendations for the 18 agencies that we represent, what we'll be able to give to them next year.
How many events, Jessica, have you been a part of? I mean, I don't expect an exact number, but is it something we do once a month, seemingly with other businesses that are helping to coordinate and donate, or your pace setters and your leading corporations? You know, how does that work? You know, how often are you doing things to raise money within the businesses that contribute to United Way?
With the Paysetters usually have an internal kickoff, you know, at their company, and I try to be there because a lot of the times what I would like to do is actually bring in one of the agencies we work with, one of the not-for-profits that we work with, and have them come in and tell their story. Basically say, you know, this is what the dollars that you're donating now actually do. You know, these are the people that you are helping. We've had some great times with that, and usually I just like to be there and support and say, hey, I'm here, and we care, and because of course we care, and we want to be there and support in any way we can.
Was it not for United Way that Bandag not too terribly long ago did an event where they had a dunk tank and were able to dunk the
yes.
ball?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now I would think
fun
that
and creative. We love it.
Yeah, that would be, I think you would get a lot of response to that.
We've seen pies in the face.
Yeah.
We've seen all kinds of fun things.
My favorite is when you can buy your way out of it, but then someone can buy it, like
buy
donate.
You back in.
Yeah, buy you back in. I love those because it's such competition. I mean, it is a great way, you know, to get that spur thing going.
We'll have to find a way to donate airtime to somebody.
Oh, that would be excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that the Taylor family has, you know, mistakenly left me in charge of the station. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a way to make this happen.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, you know, just give. And it would be great to be able to recognize your donors. I mean, I know you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But with, you know, with the the station's power to reach the community in an instant.
Yeah.
Might not be a bad idea, and it might, you know, just throw them a few free ads out there and let the community know just how involved they are within the Griffin Spaulding County family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I'll have to brainstorm on that and see what we can come up with. But Beth, again, you know, the 5K coming up, if you would tell people about it again, just so people who, you know, walk-run community, as you said, seems to be growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. We are a health-crazed organization, myself disincluded.
You like that coffee from the Dundee Cafe, huh?
Well, it sort of.
We're going to see you walking around the campus with the coffee.
That's yeah.
Right. That's all you got to have, a cup of coffee.
That's it. But again, the registration can be done. You have a link. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you will put a link to on the University of Georgia Griffin Facebook page.
Yes, it's all over Facebook. It's been promoted through Spaulding County discussion page. The link is dog-2019.eventbrite.com, or they can call me at my office, which is 770-228-7214, and I can walk them through it as well, through the registration. But we are taking registration up until the time of the race.
And what the day of the event, if somebody does choose to register that day, registration 8 o'clock, 8:30.
We're going to be there at 8 o'clock. We'll be there earlier, but registration will open at 8 o'clock.
And that's when the people who've already signed up will check
they'll
in.
They'll come in and get their numbers and their shirts and get any information. And then Tony will help us start the race at 9 o'clock.
On your mark, get set, go.
And then we'll take off around the campus, and we're hoping for a beautiful day, a beautiful Saturday with lots and lots of fun.
So will there be other people on the campus? As Andrea said, you know, like when they have this Thanksgiving event in Griffin, this half marathon, which I'm reluctant to drive 13 miles, much less run it. And you have the participants, you have the spectators on the side kind of cheering them on. Will there be any of that?
We hope so. We hope people will come out and support these participants who are out doing the run and the walk. We hope their families come because the Dundee Cafe will be open so they can have breakfast. They can stay and have lunch with us as well. So we're hoping that people will come out to the campus, but there, I have found out there's maybe one or two classes going on that day, so, you know, we'll have some students there as well.
You do have a lot of your education classes are held on Saturday mornings, because these are existing teachers who are furthering their degrees and their educations, and especially with the math classes.
Yes, correct.
Which blows me away. I've been invited to that and have so far respectfully declined. But at some point, I think I'm going to have to go. They'll have to look at my toes so that I can count. We can get beyond 10. But at some point, I'm going to take them up on the offer. But ladies, we want to thank you very much for joining us this morning on the University of Georgia Grambling Campus News and filling us in, first of all, on the United Way, which is an outstanding organization which does so much to help organizations within the community that are trying to help others who may be without. And then at the same time, you know, the University of Georgia Griffin campus for all their hard work and what they try to do to benefit the United Way. Beth Horn, you have done a tremendous thing here trying to come up with the 5K. I mean, I don't know where the idea originated, but you took the ball and you ran with it, and you are to be commended for that. Our guest this morning on the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News, Beth Horn, the event coordinator for the Center of Urban Agriculture and the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences on the UGA Griffin campus, Jessica Mills, executive director of the Griffin Spalding United Way, and a recent graduate of the UGA Griffin campus who can sell the school probably better than anybody. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds right now on your mark, get set, go. Look, I did the race thing again.
You're practicing.
Sell the campus. I mean,
well, I'm excited to be on the campus for the run, just because it is a beautiful campus.
Is this going
to
be kind of your first time back in a United Way role?
No, I was actually back there. We've actually had our like kickoff event for United Way and our thank you event there, because I know they have a great auditorium because I actually graduated in it. But anyways, it's a wonderful campus, and I love being there, and I'm really happy that the job I'm in, I can still work with the UGA Griffin campus.
Do you go see your brick?
I've been in the pavilion. It's so sad. I was in the pavilion and I forgot to look at it. So I'm going to be probably on the 5K. You'll just see me randomly run off the track, go take a picture with it, and then run back on.
And Andrea, any final thoughts or recommendations to our listeners?
Please consider making a donation to United Way. It will make a difference.
In some form or another, I would say almost everyone's life within Griffin Spalding County community is touched by an organization that benefits from the United Way.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I mean, you used a figure, what, roughly 30,000? And that's looking at a minimum.
And that's in 1 year. I mean, we track, you know, who's receiving benefit, and that's 30,000 people in one community in a year.
Usually when you hear figures like this, it is for something that is not so good. This is for something that is really, really good. So again, if you can make a donation at all, or if you, even better yet, if you can join us for the Dog Dash 5K and 1 mile fun run on November 16th, we'll be more than happy to see you and be very appreciative of the support. Ladies, again, thank you so much for your time. The University of Georgia Griffin Campus News will return next Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on WKEU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, and 88.9 FM. The Rock, we hope that you will join us then.